Xiaoqing Chao has been writing about food in Seattle for almost 15 years, and there's one food question, one she gets asked all the time, that she always struggles to answer. What's the best Chinese restaurant in Seattle? She told David Hyde why that's such a hard question for her.
Because to me, there really isn't one. We haven't really established Seattle as a place where high Chinese cuisine comes to live. And many of the restaurants exist because it is a means to an end. It's a means to survive. And when you create a business like from that point of view, you're not about growing the cuisine. You're not about pushing any boundaries. You're not about finding out how to modernize thousands of years of development.
What's your personal connection to Chinese restaurants?
My parents started a restaurant in 1980 in Columbia, Missouri, small college town, and they knew nothing, absolutely nothing about opening a Chinese restaurant, much less starting a business. But they did it because they knew that they needed to survive. And they raised a family on that, sent three kids to college on that.
So what did that experience of working there teach you about this idea of best Chinese restaurant?
Well, working in my family's business taught me other things. It wasn't about the best food. It was about grit, about dedicating yourself to a greater purpose, and also dealing with a lot of expectations of other people of what they think Chinese food should be. And there were years where we had no business because we didn't offer what other people expected that we should offer. We didn't have egg foo young. So many dishes we'd never even heard of. General Chow's chicken. Everybody loves that dish because it's fried crispy chicken in a sweet and spicy, thick, gooey sauce. There's nothing inherently wrong with that, but it is not Chinese per se. It was not a dish that we knew. And there were many times where people would walk into our restaurant, and because we did not have these things, because we did not have an all-you-can-eat buffet, they literally turned around and walked out. And I remember those nights, like our staff would just sit there twiddling their thumbs, and my parents were stressed out about how they're going to make ends meet. And at some point, despite my father's pride, we had to cave into what people wanted. And then business picked right up.
All right. So taking that experience into the present, when you go out to eat Chinese food in Seattle, what do you usually order kind of with that experience in mind?
You know, my family has a lot of favorite dishes, and my kids love pot stickers. So wherever we go, we have to order pot stickers, even though I make those at home. And it's not so much that I think that any given restaurant should be excellent at these things. But if they sell it, then I want to know whether there's somebody in the kitchen who is thinking and can actually prepare these dishes in the way that they're meant to be prepared.
What are you looking for when you encounter the pot sticker on the plate?
So I know all the tricks of the trade. Like when you're running a restaurant, people want speed. They want cheap. And you can't do that with a proper pot sticker. Proper pot sticker, you make your own dough by hand, you roll it out, you can't freeze them, but they are cooked fresh and they take 7 to 9 minutes to cook in the pan, and you can't do them in too big of a batch because then you know you don't get the success that you want. And those things take time, and people don't want to wait 10 minutes for an appetizer in a Chinese restaurant. So restaurateurs created shortcuts. They used prepared wrappers that are machine made. They might boil it and then just quickly pan fry it just to get kind of the crust, or they might deep fry the whole thing. So there's different tricks to make the process quicker, but that doesn't make it taste better. And then doesn't make it, that's not how it's supposed to be made. And how it's made is it's handmade with the homemade dough. It's got a nice thickness to the wrapper. And then in the bottom, the way that you make them is that the bottom of your dumpling is just slightly thicker. And when you cook that in your pan, it creates this crust. So you have the crust on the bottom. The top of the dumpling is steamed because you cook it in oil and water. You know, just slightly chewy, but it's soft. So you have this combination of textures, this perfect bite with the different textures and then the flavor of the filling, as well as the dipping sauces. And I think it just is a wonderful experience that comes at you from all different directions. And that's missing in a lot of these sort of quick serve environments.
What you're saying is these simple dishes actually sometimes, to be great, take time, and that's going to cost a little bit more money. And yet a lot of people's expectations, even in Seattle in 2016 now, is that Chinese food is going to be cheap. Why do we still have those expectations, or why do many people in Seattle still have those expectations of Chinese food, but don't have those expectations when it comes to something like French food?
The ingredients of some of the European cuisines are a little bit more familiar. They've had a longer period of time to infiltrate the American public. For Chinese cuisine, the history began as peasant food, the holes in the walls for the Chinese laborers who came to work on the railroads. So these were these holes in the wall, cheap food for the laborers. And that's how Chinese restaurants got started in the States, was this from this very humble place. And from there, to grow into something that is high cuisine and sophisticated is going to require a little more time. You know, now, ironically, all of the dishes that used to really turn people off, all the entrails and things like that, are now becoming more popular, and people aren't as wigged out by seeing pig's ear on a menu or intestines, things like that. When we had our restaurant in the 80s and 90s, people would freak out if they saw whole fish. Whole fish? You know, your fish comes from someplace. It had a body and a head and a tail. And we had a hard time selling that. We had a hard time selling squid, things that, taken into Italian-American cuisine, it's calamari. They would eat calamari, fried calamari rings, but, you know, stir-fried squid, oh, step back. So the expectations grew from this very humble place, and a place where the practitioners were looked down upon because they were laborers. And it's going to take a while to kind of rise up out of that.
Xiaoqing Chow was a food editor at the Seattle PI, and now she blogs at MyChineseSoulFood.com, and she teaches monthly Chinese cooking classes at Hot Stove Society. She told David Hyde why it's so hard for her to answer the question, what's the best Chinese restaurant in Seattle? Her upcoming article on Chinese restaurants will be in the February issue of Seattle Met Magazine.